With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila. The Minister of Mines and Energy, Tom Aluendo, says Shell's recent announcement that some discoveries in PEL 39 are not viable for commercial development is unfortunate but will not impact the country's oil and gas progress. In a LinkedIn post, Aluendo said, "We remain positive about the remaining potential of PEL 39 and the ongoing exploration campaigns by Total Energies, Galp Energia and Chevron." About 100 Rundu residents gathered at the Rundu Magistrates Court this morning demanding justice for 18-year-old Alpo Malapa Sipili Kita, who was shot dead in the street on the 22nd of November 2024 at Millennium Park in Rundu. Sipili Kita was a student at Rundu High School at the time of his death. Police Deputy Commissioner Bonifacius Kanyetu encouraged the community to collaborate in apprehending the culprit or culprits. To South Africa now, where COSATU has welcomed government's labor activation program aimed at stimulating job creation. Employment and Labor Minister Nomakosazana Met has signed contracts worth 651 million rand with 12 labor activation program partner organizations. COSATU's Matthew Parks has more.
COSATU stands united with the Department of Labor and Employment in ensuring that the labor activation programs deliver not only more jobs, but also jobs that empower workers, provide dignity and offer opportunities for growth. Our number one crisis as a country is our unemployment rate, and we need to utilize every single resource of the state, including the Unemployment Insurance Fund, to help create jobs, to help save and protect jobs.
Remaining on the continent, Ivorian President Alassane Ouattara said he would consider seeking a fourth term in office later this year if his party backed his candidacy. "I'm in good health and eager to serve my country," the 83-year-old Ouattara said Thursday at an event in Abidjan, the commercial capital, televised by state broadcaster RTI. And senior officials of the European Union say they are committed to strengthening ties with the United States. This comes in a week where incoming U.S. President Donald Trump threatened Denmark if it did not give Greenland to the U.S. William Denzelow reports from Brussels.
In matching social media posts, both European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Council President Antonio Costa said they look forward to positive engagement with the incoming U.S. administration. But the two added that the EU will always protect its citizens and integrity of its freedoms. This comes as Denmark's Prime Minister said that the autonomous territory of Greenland is not for sale. Donald Trump has threatened tariffs if Denmark doesn't comply. One EU official says this all remains strictly hypothetical and urges the reaction to be dialed down.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.